This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
From London to Hollywood and even Santa Barbara.
Hello, peasants.
It's the Royal Report with Gary Bryan and Lisa Stanley.
Hello, Governor.
Oh, yay! Oh, yay!
Okay. Oh, yay! On Friday, the Daily Beast reported that King Charles was not doing well and Stop it.
Charles, are you here yet?
No.
Charles!
And has been more
nothing
ill.
Yet, Lisa.
No, he's not coming anytime soon, so chillax up there. Just do some Netflix
you had
and
him
chill.
Dead.
I didn't have him dead. The Daily Beast had him dead. They said he was more ill than we've known, even updating funeral plans. That's what they said Friday, that his health conditions were.
Do you have funeral plans?
Well, I have a will, if that's what you're asking.
Well, have you planned? What are you going to do?
Burn, baby, burn.
No,
that's
your
it?
Party, though. Like,
oh,
you know, your funeral.
Yeah, your funeral. What is
the
memorial?
What they do.
Okay, good. We'll leave it up to Brandon, though.
Oh, we got it.
Never mind. I better make plans.
Better.
They said Friday that Charles's health conditions were progressively deteriorating. Mm. Now, I said then, if you remember,
yes,
that this was not the case, that we saw him Easter Sunday. He looked great. He didn't look like he was deteriorating.
So you didn't think it was true?
No, and I also told you on Friday that if this was true,
yes,
we would hear from Buckingham Palace.
I remember you saying that.
Well, we did hear from Buckingham Palace.
God, you were right.
They came out late Friday. They announced that Charles is not dying. Not only that, he's expected to resume his royal duties next week. So after nearly 3 months, they say he is ready to go back to work. The palace released a very short statement saying, His Majesty the King will shortly return to public-facing duties. Now, we don't...
Lisa, can't wait to get out there.
I can't wait to see you out there.
My
although...
shoelaces are all ironed.
Yeah, but not by you.
I have someone brushing my teeth for me, and of course I'm ready to go.
Well, listen, we saw a picture the palace released of you and Camilla looking at each other, linked arms. You looked fantastic.
I look fantastic, don't I?
Yes, you really have.
She's lovely.
I have to say, you were not the most attractive when you were younger, but
how
you are.
How dare you?
You are getting
how
much more handsome
and
the older
so
you get.
And I'm so in love with Camilla. I bought her a brand new feed bag.
Did you?
Yes, jewel-encrusted, of course.
Well, you should get her a jewel-encrusted saddle if you're really being kind.
How do you know we don't have that? Behind the scenes. Baroness.
Yes, King.
You don't know everything about me, you know.
I know a lot about you. I know this. You are still undergoing cancer treatment. And that being said, your first public return will be with Camilla visiting a cancer treatment center, which you will do tomorrow.
Very grateful for all the kind care I've gotten and all the good wishes from people like you, Lisa.
That's right, yes. King Charles.
The palace... next time you come to London, we have a little place set up for you. It's not in the palace. I'll sneak out and meet you.
Oh, I'm willing to do it. Willing to
I
do
knew
it.
Oh, I
wow.
knew. She's a party girl.
Well, that's what a baroness is, you know.
Oh, yeah. I'm the king, of course I know.
Okay, I'm just making sure you haven't forgotten.
We're going to be hosting the Emperor of Japan very
yes,
soon.
You
yes.
are going to do that in a couple weeks as
I
well.
I sent Camilla out to buy some ramen.
No, you didn't. The palace said, though, your first visit to the cancer treatment center will be the first in a number of external engagements, one you just mentioned, that will be in the next few weeks. Now, today is a special day for your son.
Of course it is.
Do you know what it is, King Charles?
Which son? Give me a hint.
Okay, I'll give you a hint. The one you like, William.
Oh, Wills, yes. Today is Will's first day in kindergarten.
No.
Now, I've lost track of time. What
no.
is it?
Today is William and Kate's 13th wedding anniversary.
Oh, lucky 13.
And not only that, Thursday, do you know what it is Thursday for Charlotte?
Charlotte?
Princess Charlotte, you know your grandchild?
Oh, my grandchild.
Yes, yes.
No, I don't. Lisa.
Well, you better get with it, because she turns 9 on Thursday.
I'm going to turn you over my knee.
Hey, don't threaten me with a good time.
All right, I have to go.
All right, ta-ta, toodaloo.
I'm a little sleepy. I've got a bet with Keith Richards.
Oh, God, toodaloo. Get out of here.
Bye.
Oh, man. He doesn't even know his own kids.
Well, I mean, the guy hasn't been well, Lisa. Come on.
And I forgot to ask him, did he wish Prince Louis a happy birthday, who turned 6 last week?
We call him Shrimp Louis.
No,
so
you
small.
Don't. He's only 6, Queenie. Give him a pleasure.
Everyone's got an excuse.
And I forgot to ask him about Harry, because Harry is coming May 10th to the UK, and they say he is going to meet with his father while there.
We're calling him Ingrown Harry.
No, you're not. Oh, my God.
That's funny. She's good.
Get a tweezer. All right, look, it all depends how it goes, but I think...
We call it depends.
No, forget it.
I don't wear them up here. I don't need them.
Thank God. Too much information.
You've been listening to the unofficial Royal Report.
Let them eat cake.